run. Say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing.
Happy Sunday to you. No Sunday scaries.
No.
Darren and Deepa with you every Sunday night. And I cannot wait to talk about this. Billboard's biggest, best pop stars of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. They keep releasing names from the list.
Yeah.
We are down to the top 10, and you will be shocked by who was just announced as one of the biggest, best pop stars of the 21st century. We'll That's get into right. that in a couple of minutes on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. What I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I put good thought in my kidneys. This small jug don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Time me your if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll yeah. go there. Trick? I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick? I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time point, new I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Say I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb but extremists are. I'm a demon lord, fall off what, I ain't seen the horse, called your bluff, better cite the source, fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more, yeah. I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red, I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red.
She a bad little.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flickered to the future for a moment I could picture. And you touched me, and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, 'cause I got a belly and I got a bum, and I'm always jelly of all the other ones, but they itty bitty bellies and they're rump up a bum. I know that I should love myself, but it's getting kinda hard when you're constantly feeling like garbage. I shouldn't hurt myself, but I can't find a way to lose weight without literally starving. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, 'cause I got a belly and I got a bum, but I can't be jelly of all the other ones. I'm not gonna ask for help, 'cause all you're gonna say is you're perfect and oh, you're so worth it. But sometimes I hate myself, I get inside my head and I think that I somehow deserve this. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine.
I'm not pretty.
You know how we've been talking about Billboard magazine's 25 top pop stars of the 21st century?
Yeah, they're currently compiling that list still.
So they're releasing the list, jerp, 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 or just keep getting a new name each and every day. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned last week that, okay, well, let's go top 10. Top 10, it's Adele.
Yes.
And again, this is from the year 2000 on.
Exactly.
Right?
20th century.
Okay.
21st century.
That's why Michael Jackson's not on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Adele, number 10. Ariana Grande, number 9.
Yeah.
And this has got to be music impact, cultural impact, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised. Number 8, Justin Bieber. I thought he would be so much higher on the list.
I thought he was going to be top 5.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. I'd love to know the reasoning why he wasn't any higher because, boy, he was the dude. He was like his little kid with the guitar in early 2010s.
Yeah. And he's remained
and
relevant.
He's remained
relevant the entire time.
Okay, number 7 was just released, Kanye West.
Great choice.
Great choice. Those two albums are iconic.
Graduation.
And whatever the other one was called, First Something or Other.
The two albums.
You know, right?
No, but Kanye was very impactful. Music is
absolutely
incredible. He's definitely had a cultural impact, all of that. So I think number 7 is a good spot for him.
And I know we look at Kanye now and you're like, ugh.
I know.
But you also think outside of the music, you look at his work in fashion and art and design.
Yep.
There's no denying his place on the list. So that leaves us 6 more spots.
Do you think that Drake is going to be in the top 10?
Well, he's got to be on the... Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we know 25 to 10.
I know, but like...
They've already released that, so Drake is more impactful than... Katy Perry was 25, so that's your marker.
I know.
Drake is 100%.
But more impactful than Kanye West?
I would...
I guess in pop music, yes.
I would say yes.
Overall, I don't know.
I know he's on a bit of a downswing right now. I know people aren't feeling it as much right now, but oh my God, up until 6 months ago, Drake was the man.
I know. Well, we were also convinced that Kendrick Lamar was going to be in the list. I don't think he's going to be on those lists now.
Okay, so let's go through it. Taylor Swift, I think... They're going to put it number 1. I think you have to.
Yeah.
Then you've got Beyonce. I think anywhere in the top 3 is probably safe. Rihanna's going to be there somewhere, okay, right?
I have a question about Rihanna, though. So I love her music. I think she's very impactful. But if we're talking about, like, starting in the year 2000, mm-hmm. she hasn't released music in, like, 10 years.
You're right.
So I don't understand how, if she hasn't been releasing music in that long, how she would even be in the top 10 of this list.
So maybe it's the cultural impact of all of the makeup, et cetera, et cetera, her beauty line.
You can't include that in, like, greatest pop stars of all time.
I agree. I'm just shocked that Bieber is, like... less than her on the list. I'm really surprised.
Me too.
Drake has got to be on the list. I mean, pop. I mean, I don't think we're being fair if we say he's not. Lady Gaga's got to be on the list.
Yeah, and
Britney Spears has to be on the list.
She has to be on that list.
So that means Kendrick Lamar is not on this list, and he's doing the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. What about Selena Gomez?
No.
But if you're talking
pop music,
if you're talking about pop stars with cultural impact, and like if you think about Rihanna and her makeup line and her clothing line, all that stuff, if that's like considered in this, would you not say Selena Gomez? She's a literal. She just became a billionaire.
Yeah, I know, but her like Fenty is like an iconic line. Selena, I would.
Rare beauty is okay. Well, yeah, Gomez. Yeah,
sure. Her music is, look, we love Selena, but come on, let's be real.
She's got a couple hits.
She's got a couple of hits, but Rihanna, no, she's definitely not on the list. So that means Kendrick isn't on the list. You can text us your list, 999-999.
This is interesting.
Yeah, we'll keep talking about this as they keep releasing names.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove. Me, mother.
But the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding. But really, kinda, really.
Pictures. She told me no religion was the new religion. She said she don't believe in God, but her shoes Christian. I heard she's serving everybody like the soup kitchen, getting girls hype, getting girls hype. She got work in the morning, I'm getting girls fired. Why you always call a perp when you mix the paint? You know I wouldn't mix the drinks when the shoot too strong.
The night's too long, I took too much and I've gone. I might not make it. This time I might not make it. I might not make it. I might not make it. This time I might not make it. I might not make it. I might not make it. This time I might not make it. I might not
make it.
I might not make it. Oh no, I might not make it. I might not make it. Oh no, I might not make it.
Cause I've been
So this study says 26% of remote workers, I think this number's low. It's not real. Remote workers admit to taking a nap during the workday. I think it's probably 80%. I do. I really do.
That's a high number.
Okay. I think, I'm not suggesting you're not getting your work done, but I'm also suggesting a lot of other things are occurring during remote work.
Sure.
And I don't want to sound like a narc here, but. It feels like a scam.
Is it bad if people are taking a nap during the workday, but they're using like their lunch break to nap?
No, of course not. But I don't care either way. I mean, it's none of my business. However, I'm of the opinion, and this is, I don't get in trouble. It's hilarious how this is a controversial opinion in 2024. I think you should go to work. I do.
Yeah.
Unless you do a job where like you literally are tied to your desk and you're not interacting with anyone, or maybe you do IT work and it's all virtual.
Yeah.
I get it. But if you're having any meetings, let's be honest, those Zoom meetings suck. They suck.
I zone out. I'll be.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
They ask you to turn your camera on the bare minimum. Everyone moans and whines.
And sometimes they just don't.
They just don't.
But even if you turn your camera on, that doesn't mean that you're listening.
No, God, no.
Like, people are on their phones still, like, during meetings and stuff. Sure. So it's not like it solves anything.
Here's my controversial opinion. If you work in any sort of collaborative industry, you should come into work.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And you're saying 5 days a week. That's what you're saying.
I think so. I know that's crazy. I know it's crazy, but I don't think
it's crazy.
How many, Darren,
this is life before COVID. Everyone came to work every single day.
I know, but
it's really not that crazy.
But I appreciate the reasons for the remote work from home. You can focus better. Like, some of these open concept offices are stupid.
Okay.
But you could focus better. You get the work done. You're not interrupted. You're not wasting time at the office going for coffee breaks and da da da. I appreciate all that. But how often do you try to get somebody where you just want to have a quick conversation about something at work?
You can't.
And you can't do it until Tuesday because nobody's in the office.
Exactly.
Mm. It happens all the time elsewhere, yeah. I assume.
I think the social aspect of coming into work 5 days a week is very beneficial.
Oh, we sound like such narcs.
I know, I'm with you too.
I know, I'm afraid.
No, but everything, okay, here's the other argument to that too. I think with work from home, I did it for a little bit. It also sucks because you don't know when you're like, you can turn off your laptop.
Right.
So I'm literally at home. I could work throughout the entire night up until 9 p.m.
Right.
So it's hard to turn off in that sense too. So when you come into a workplace, you're done at 5, you're like, I go home, I don't have to worry about this until tomorrow. When you're working from home, it's not the same.
I go to my gym at noon, generally speaking, at the F45. There's a girl there.
Yeah.
She brings her laptop because she's still working.
Oh my God.
And between sets, she'll go and wiggle her mouse.
You've seen her do that?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
For Christmas, Darren, you should get her a mouse jiggler. You can buy one off of Amazon and it'll do the job for you.
I've never heard that name before.
Mouse jiggler, yeah.
So how do you fake working from home, 999-999? Or if you think I'm full of it and it's nonsense, you can argue with me, 999-999. I can't believe this is the topic. Because I know a lot of you listening work from home. I get it. But let's be real. You're also cleaning your house. You're also going and getting groceries. You're doing this, that, and
you're
the other.
Working in your pajamas.
Working in your pajamas.
We wouldn't know anything about that, right? So for those who are doing it, tell us the benefits that you see from working at home. Because we're all here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you face to face.
We just got a text, 999-999. I feel like you're just jealous. Ooh, honestly, no. I like coming in and being around people.
Me too.
Do you ever feel like you want to just stay home, though? And do this from home?
Never.
Not that.
There was a part of my career where I did do radio from home, and it sucked.
Radio from home.
Horrible.
All right. 999-999 is our text line. Darren and Diva, so controversial on a Tuesday morning on Virgin Radio. Hot
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you.
after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going home. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
Back. Now, back to the Weekender with Darren and Deepa
on Virgin Radio.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I've got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. Secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over, it's all good.
Let's go. Let's go. The Weekender with Darren and Deepa.
Yeah, on Virgin Radio.
You like
it, the fresh air. It's too much. Our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
It's Darren and Diva.
Oh, hello. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
We're talking about work from home. Do you work from home?
Occasionally, not too often, but I do know the tricks when I do work from home.
So you like to, because we're seeing the study, 26% of work from home people admit to taking naps during the day. I think that's extremely low. I think it's 80 to 90% of people do. And that's fine if you're getting the work done. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like going in or you like staying at home?
It depends on the day. I think both are beneficial for their own reasons. I think I get a lot more work done, both personally and professionally, when I work from home. But when I'm in the office, I just talk to every single person that's there. Because where I work, there's not enough office space to have meetings. So even if we're in the office, we're on a Teams call.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. We appreciate you.
Yes, have a great day.
Sana, what's happening?
How are you?
Well, we're getting yelled at on the text line. I'm getting yelled at.
I was yelling in the car.
Please, go ahead.
So basically, I live in Milton, and then I travel all the way downtown. Most of the time on the car, or even if it's in the go, to me, it's like also travel time.
Yeah, I feel that.
So you save a lot of money just for a couple of days working from home. The distance just to get in and out of work and the expense. Because nowadays, with the cost of living, I do believe that it also kind of, you know, you get kind of compensated that way by not having to travel and spend money on gas or, you know, TTC, whatever it is. Also with traffic, like, it's crazy because traffic has gotten worse.
Oh my God.
It's 15 times worse.
It's so
true.
Yeah,
the construction and everything else. So anyway, that was just my little take on it.
Jackson, Pretty Baby.
This is new music.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, maybe I've been a fool. Maybe I tend to lose my balance when it comes to you. Oh, lately I found a new girl to call my mom. My habits I'd break for you. Is this too soon?
How you two have made it work for this long.
Well, that's why you can't be with him, because he has an Android.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Listen weekday mornings at 5:30 to 10
on 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Close.
my goodness, that is it for us. Another weekender in the books. I know, it's so much fun on Sunday nights.
It was so fun, and hopefully you guys have a great rest of your week coming up.
Yeah, have a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night on The Weekender on Virgin Radio.
Bye!
When will I get to see you again? You're running right through my veins, and I just can't escape you. Tell me if it's safe now. Tell me when the lights go out. You've got me going mad in my mind, thinking about it all the time. I'm only trying to find you. And I know we could have a little fun. No one needs to know. Tell me if it's safe now.
December 3rd, Rogers Arena, and we are taking over a suite.
We want you to join us. Listen at 7:30 all next week, and you and a friend could see Billie Eilish with us, Holly and Neera, in our luxury suite.
Sweet!
Get it?
Duh. Okay, come party with us at Billie Eilish. Details at 94.5virginradio.ca.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
All
all aboard the North Pole Express. The Railway Museum of BC invites you and your family to take a magical, adventurous, and unforgettable Christmas train ride from Squamish to the North Pole. Meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, as well as other entertaining characters. Plus, enjoy activities, cookies, hot chocolate, and more. The North Pole Express begins running November 23rd, but the time to reserve your seats is now before they sell out. Tickets and info at WCRA.org or Google North Pole Express Squamish.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-353-6081. That's 1-800-353-6081. Again, 1-800-353-6081.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode, Monday at 7 on CTV.
Coming back.
We're back at it.
Back to the hits.
94.5.
Virgin Radio.
I've been a throw up the sex in a... And I can put you in... Sex in a, and I can put you in. I could see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet. I know what they like, so I just keep cheesing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come to stand there's Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need reasons. I got Plex in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers making sure I receive it. You could do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a... And I can put you in.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I am. They say you a superstar now, damn. I guess I am. You might be the man, well, that's unless I am. Okay, I'll confess I am. Go ahead and get undressed, I am. Okay, cool. You on Sunset?
I am.
I'm about to slide, okay, I'm outside, okay. This lifestyle don't got many downsides. Except for the lack of time, I get round my family, making sure they never downsize. I got visions of my mom saying, wait, this house is mine. Can't lie, I'm on Angus Cloud 9. I got him on a bandwagon now, about time. I ain't even got no downtime. Every time I speak, she say, yeah, that sounds fine. I've been a throw up the sex in a... And I can put you in... Sex in a... And I can put you in.
WCX, Apple.
On your number one hit music station,
Virgin Radio.